up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Aries.
Self-control is the world for you today. People's unethical behavior could trigger you, but before you lose your cool, just walk away.
Taurus.
Neptune is in your fifth house of self-expression, helping you connect with some friends and put your talents together to make something really great.
Gemini.
You're going to be focused and ready to conquer what the day has in store for you.
Cancer.
You've been working hard to try and improve your life any way you can, and today's a good day for you to see the progress.
Leo.
Today's a great day to check in on someone you haven't talked to in a while.
Virgo.
Something from your past is going to pop up and remind you of something that you need to change about yourself.
Libra.
You may be entering a new idea or program that will truly benefit you.
Scorpio.
There's going to be some troubling situations that you might have to face today. Instead of retreating, you should talk to somebody about your feelings.
Sagittarius.
The sun's in your eighth house of transformation and sexuality, and by changing from a pessimistic to an optimistic, you're going to be able to enjoy time with your partner a little more. Who knows? Maybe those will get the sparks flying again.
Capricorn.
Hey, Capricorn, Mars is in your first house. That means self-image, making this the beginning of a new cycle for you.
Aquarius.
You've been looking to gain material wealth, but Jupiter is in your second house of self-worth and money to help you see the wealth that you already have in your life.
Pisces.
It is time to connect with your family and loved ones. You've been buried in work and other projects. Go visit your family.
Beautiful. Those are Thursday's horoscopes. Check them out again. They're online at chum1045.com on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
Talk about good marketing. The Hot Summer Nights Tour. I want that. Like, no matter what is happening there.
Oh, you
I
don't
want,
care what the lineup is.
I don't care what's
night.
Happening in there. I went in. But it just so happens that it's pretty dope. Hot Summer Nights Tour, TLC, Shaggy, En Vogue, and Sean Kingston. That's Budweiser stage.
Yeah, it's nice to say the word concert.
Yeah.
Upcoming concert.
Yeah.
June 15th in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, you're going to go see John Mayer.
Yeah, that's cool. That's indoor. I want to be outside.
Oh, but I remember you talking about John Mayer. I'm like, okay, that's not till then. Now it's here.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So if you want to be there at Budweiser Stage June 15th, listen to the show today. When you hear a song by one of the greatest vocal R&B groups of all time, En Vogue of all groups, En Vogue, you will hear an En Vogue song sometimes today in the show, and that will be your cue to call to get these tickets for the Hot Summer Nights Tour.
Somebody wasted their green outfit for today when she should have worn it for tomorrow.
What?
Tomorrow's St. Patrick's
green
Day.
Green is a premium.
I wasn't even thinking about it, but now.
I don't have any green. I don't know why you wasted it.
It's funny, when I saw you in green yesterday, I thought I missed St. Patrick's
Day. Did I wear green yesterday too?
No, it was rough.
Oh, I'm wearing green right now, Jamar. Look at me. Hi. But
you're wearing green right now? I can't see.
Hi, look at me.
It is Batcave in here right now. Without light, I can't see what colors are happening.
I'm going to have to break out my Christmas green for tomorrow.
Okay, well, you got Kelly green, lime green, Christmas green. There's a variety of greens.
Can't waste your green on the St. Patrick's Eve, but
we're going shamrock green tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
Good. All right. So lots on the way. Let's look at nothing. Let's look at the back of our eyelids and come back with some trending things.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
For people who are always constantly looking for new places in the city to check out, it's always nice to hear from local celebrities where they like to go, because you kind of take their opinion a little bit more seriously than you would any Joe on the street. So Simu Liu, he's always shared his top ranked spots in the city that he really likes to go to. So he did an interview recently with BuzzFeed, and he came to Toronto with them to go to the places. So the prices range from $2 to $600. He chose three spots, but let's start with the $2 restaurant, if you can guess what this is.
It's dry and crispy and flaky on the outside in all the best ways, and then you open it up and it's like a nice, warm, tender filling.
Yeah. So how long have you been coming to this location eating patties?
Kensington's been around since I was a kid. Like, I went to middle school just up the street from here. Back in the day, it was like 80 cents. It was so affordable.
Yeah.
And a great way to spend lunch.
So this first spot is in Kensington Market. It's at Golden Patty, where a lot of people know now to go and get their Jamaican patty fix since Randy's is out. But the location is at 187 Baldwin Street. So he said that is his number one spot, $2.
You didn't have to tell me. I was there yesterday.
Oh, well, look at you. You and Simu Liu, besties.
Wow, I should have waited for him. Great.
So
and they have really, really good patties there.
What's your favorite?
I like they have a jerk chicken patty, actually.
What was your order yesterday?
Yesterday was just regular beef patty with a cocoa bread.
Okay.
Mild patty. Yeah.
A mild one.
Yeah.
Okay. Simu said he does spicy.
He does a spicy one. Good on you, bro.
So his next pick is Pie. And this is one of my favorite Thai spots in the city, too. And the reason why I Uber Eats so much. So it's also Michelin recommended. And it's right here outside of our Chum studio. His go-to order is also my go-to order. So I'm basically Shang-Chi also. He ordered cow soy, which is a golden coconut curry with egg noodles topped with crispy noodles. And I usually just get chicken in mine, but the options are beef, shrimp, tofu, or just veg. The next one that he said, and this is a $600 place, Fishman Lobster Clubhouse.
I know exactly where that is. Markham?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's talked about this place a lot, and I know a lot of people who frequent this place as well.
Yeah.
This is a spot that you have to go to with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
The popular item on the menu is the Lobster and Crab Tower, and that has a price tag of, for 25 pounds, $689.38.
Does he talk about it? Because I would love to foam at the mouth about this place.
Yes, he does talk about it. Let's see what he says here. He said the fried lobster might be unusual to some. He said, but it's complementing and accentuating. It's not overtaking. He could still taste the lobster, but it just feels like it's an enhanced flavor.
He nailed it. You know when you go someplace and they fry something and it, all of a sudden it just feels like, where is the food?
It's
feels like
right.
It's fried all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they do this fried lobster at Fishman's Lobster Club, it's so tastefully done. Yeah, the breading of the fried part is just in like little key parts of the lobster and the sauce and the batter, and it's just done so well. And then they bring it to like in a mountain.
Wow.
It's a literal tower.
It's like a mountain of like lobster, and then they, you know, the table spins. So if anyone else on the other side of the table wants to have some, you just spin the table.
Look at producer Simone's eyes just go, what?
I don't know how good. More people don't know about this place. It's incredible.
It's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So TikTok isn't just for trends and dances anymore. So they're also doing a lot of PSAs. So a woman's going viral after sharing this video of her after getting into an accident and her claw clip. So the claw clip is the big one with the jaws kind of that clamp together. So I have a massive claw clip that I often use when I'm not wearing my extensions. It's pretty much indestructible. I could stand on this thing. It will not break. And I love that, but not when I'm driving. So when you're driving, it's oftentimes rubbing against the
head,
seat.
The back. Yeah.
So she got into an accident with her. Again, her claw clip also pretty much indestructible. And you can imagine how much worse her head injuries to her scalp ended up being because of the claw clip. So the warning here is to remove the claw clip when driving, and a lot of other TikTokers are jumping on this trend, showing that they take theirs out before start driving, or they're sharing their stories of what happened to them when they got into an accident with their claw clip.
Yeah, because it just pushes you forward, so I can imagine the impact.
Exactly.
All right.
So don't take that out. Take that out if you're in the car.
Okay.
But that is what's trending.
Wow, it's called a claw clip.
Yeah. Claw clip, yeah.
I never knew that the name. I always call it the fly trap. The hair fly trap, or the jaws.
Jaws, for sure.
Jaws.
Yeah, that one. Awkward. There it is.
Yeah. Freed me, Shamar. That's what it looks like to me.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on.
Woo!
In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
And the debate wages on in workplaces across the country. Is it better to get the email, or do you want to have a meeting?
And it's not your imagination. There are more meetings now.
Meetings. But like, I think there are also more emails now too, right?
I'm going to say.
I mean, what's your email box look like? I would love to see it. Mine is like busting at the seams with just stuff. It's just like,
I have Gmail and email. I keep everything bell on bell and everything personal on G.
I got two Gmails.
Yeah. You have two? Why do you have two?
Because one is kind of like hoard out. Like my first Gmail is just like everyone and everything is on it.
Oh.
So I have like another Gmail now that is just kind of more, I don't say personal, but
right.
Like special.
Okay, so what gives you more anxiety? The big one that you
The big one for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because of the, it's all of the advertisements. It's all of the promotions. Yeah. It's all of the social. It's all of the... It's everything that's put me on some kind of, like, subscribe list that I didn't know how I got on there.
We need to do some spring cleaning, I think.
I think it's way too far past that. It needs like a stick of dynamite. I need to blow it up.
Like just blow it up.
Just done.
So meetings to me seemed a lot during the lockdown because we couldn't see anybody.
Yeah.
The emails to me are about the same for me because the meetings are put in the schedule. But when it's what I'm not getting enough of is here is the meeting that's in my schedule. Thank you. I accept. But what's the agenda? I want to know what the agenda is. And you know what? Meetings should not be any more than half an hour.
And if they don't stick to that agenda, it goes way off the tracks,
right?
Off the track.
So the people that go yakety-yakety-yakety at these meetings are the ones that sidetrack it. And my attention span is probably half an hour. So I think the meeting should be half an hour with, here's 3 points. Let's hope we get to the first two. If we don't get to the third one, we'll have another one, a follow-up meeting.
Yeah, well, you're not too far off. They've done a bunch of studies about this, and they said after the pandemic, or when the pandemic was going on, with fewer meetings and more at-home virtual work, productivity actually rose.
Oh.
So people were more productive. So it turns out you don't really have to be in that meeting that long unless it starts with a pizza. And when it does start with a pizza, it goes much, much better.
Does it? Because I can't eat during a meeting. I can't eat. I can have a coffee.
Well, I'll have your slice.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't be like, so, we going to do this contest?
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Great. Two slices for me.
Yeah.
But in-person meetings, they're saying, kind of clog up calendars. I mean, it's logistics. It's people getting to the location. It's just agendas going way off track.
Yeah.
Virtual seems to be a little bit more time sensitive. You know what I mean?
I think so, too. Yeah, I think so, too. Here's the other thing. I don't think people know how to conduct themselves at a meeting.
Okay.
Forget about the food part. It's if you have this discussion that you want to have.
Yeah.
It doesn't really relate to everybody in the room. Because if it doesn't, do it on another at another time.
Right.
And I don't think, and maybe we've lost kind of our cadence on that a little bit since the pandemic. But now, think about that.
Yeah.
What does this bring to the table?
Who needs to be here?
And who needs to be here for this conversation?
Yeah. Speaking of who needs to be here.
Yeah.
Shopify recently announced their meeting free days, which has gotten a lot of talk. They have certain days on the calendar. I think they believe it's Wednesday. No meetings company-wide whatsoever. You can't schedule a meeting on that day specifically.
That's the day that I have all my meetings.
Time to go to a new place.
Oh, my gosh.
So, anyway.
I like Wednesday. I wonder why they picked Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know. Wednesday's like kind of like the middle.
Keep it short, keep it sweet, get to the point.
Yeah. Well, something to bring up with your boss later. Or not.
D3. Don't we have a meeting next Wednesday? Maybe.
Let me sieve through the emails and see.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Remember the days when you were young, you might show up to school with like a princess's tiara or maybe a princess outfit for Halloween, and then maybe your mom or dad would be like, oh, you look so pretty this morning. That is being discussed specifically in the UK at a chain of nursery schools called Bright Horizons. And they, in a handbook that they're giving out to their 300 locations across the UK, are cautioning parents in using terms like pretty, princess, and you look so pretty, and even just praising young girls according to their, quote, so-called beauty.
And even they're saying, you know, when you make a comment, something goes off track with the little one.
Yeah.
Young ladies don't behave like that.
Right. Gendered, what do you call it? Kind of gendered language for praise or even, you know.
Yeah.
What's the word?
I know what you're talking about.
Like, yeah, like a punishment.
Guidance.
Yeah, guidance. Yeah.
And also, you know, tomboy, the term tomboy is not even acceptable. So they're trying to kind of gear us into more complimentary for sure and validation.
Yeah.
But be careful of your words because later on they get turned a little bit.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, Everly said to me, my granddaughter, she's almost four. She said, well, I can't, and it wasn't a bad thing. She said, well, you can't carry me because I'm big. And I go, well, you're tall.
Right.
And you can certainly get yourself up those stairs, you know? Right? That sort of thing.
Right.
You know, and then when she, and then also it's the tone. And I want to share something with you. My father used to say, he had four girls, you know, Daddy, can we have in a high-pitched voice?
Yeah.
Can we get, and my dad would go, bring it down. Daddy, can we have, bring it down. Daddy, can we go to the playground today? Because he said, you'll get more validity when you bring your tone down than you will in a high-pitched voice.
So people, he was trying to prepare you for what was to come, which is, you know, judgment of women based on, how they sound, saying things that way. Interesting.
Yeah. So tone is part of it, too,
Yeah. And this advisory that went out to the people of this preschool, mixed opinions. Some people, you know, throwing around the term woke, saying it's too woke, and some people actually saying that it's a good thing. You know, there's been a long conversation about women and the fact that more than men, beauty is used as a standard for judgment with women. And is it a fair way to judge the value of a person starting with their beauty? Something that women go through that men actually don't go through very often. And they're saying by deconstructing this part of it, this is a way to get ahead of that. Stop teaching little girls at a young age that it's all about how pretty you are. You're a princess. You're this. You're that. It's not really all about that. So I don't know. I'm somewhere in the middle on it. I think, you know, there is tradition, which is, you know, a lot of little girls like Barbie princesses and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But there is something to the thought that you get to an age where it seems like all it is about beauty.
Yeah.
And no one's really looking at you for your, you know, your thoughts,
right.
Yeah, the things that are on your mind, your education, how smart you are, what can you do?
Right.
So I don't know.
So yeah, it's a recalibration of give it some thought before you say it, you know, be complimentary. But what are you saying? You know.
Yep.
The outfit looks great. You look fab.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of idea.
All right. Something to think about.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
Another loss in the music world yesterday.
I was so sad to hear this because I love this song so much. There you go. That's singer Bobby Caldwell. He passed away at 71. I guess he'd been sick for quite a time. But the shocker for me on this one, too, he's 71. The song came out in 78. And when I first saw him, because videos weren't really big back in the day, but when I saw him, Jamar, I go,
that's white? Him? Yeah, that was the big thing with Bobby Caldwell.
Yeah.
And like, from what I've read, back in those times, a lot of producers said, don't put your face on the album. We don't want to know what you look like. And a lot of times they were trying to hide black artists from people so they didn't know they were black, and hide white artists so they didn't know they were white. So people just made up a thing in their head of what they thought the person looked like.
Exactly. And that album cover is very iconic. It's like an orange. I mean, I remember this so well.
Yeah.
Like deep blue, orange sun, a guy sitting on a bench, I think kind of a silhouette. I think it's something like that. You know, and but so well respected in the world of music.
Yeah.
And very active on Twitter, because just a couple of weeks ago, a producer, Tom, who used to work at the show, said, somebody tweeted out and said, I can't believe, I'm shocked, I don't know what to do. Bobby Caldwell is white. And he goes, I hope you feel better. He had a great sense of humor, was very active on Twitter.
Yeah, but you knew, he went on to actually show his face on albums, even when they were telling him not to.
He did.
My exposure to him is because I don't know if a lot of people know, but this dude was a hip-hop legend. A lot of big hip-hop artists took his songs, which were like R&B and jazz influenced, and used them as samples for some of the biggest songs, like this one. Tupac. Massive hit song in the rap world. And that amongst others. It's people just love sampling his songs and using them for good beats.
And quite the songwriter. Like writing for Natalie Cole and Michael Bolton, co-writing with him, Boys to Men.
Yeah.
So, you know, behind the scenes too, songwriting. So, yeah, I was really sad to hear that. You know,
Unfortunate.
What a great song, though. I think all generations know that song. There's something sexy about that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Love it.
For sure. Left us with a ton of great music that will live on forever. So RIP to Bobby Caldwell.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So last week, we talked about a Canadian judge ruling in his court that flipping the finger at someone while driving or, I don't know, in any circumstance is a God-given right. Even though I don't agree with it, it's part of a person's right to freedom or expression. So this new trend is something that I could definitely get on, though. Give the thumbs down instead of the finger.
the universal sign of disapproval.
Exactly. So it's become a TikTok conversation, and the younger generation said that it seems to kind of be more effective because it's the equivalent of saying, I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed. So rather than being aggressive and maybe having them also get defensive and upset, and maybe want to be more of a jerk while you're driving or whatever circumstance you're in, give the thumbs down. So one TikToker received the thumbs down, and this was her reaction.
One time when we were in Colorado, there was an outcrossing sign, so we slowed down to the recommended speed. And then somebody from Colorado went around us, rolled their window down, stuck their arm all the way out, and gave us a thumbs down. And I think about that interaction every single day. Flipping people off when you're driving is dead. Give them a thumbs down. They will not forget you.
She said she thinks about that every single day.
Well, think about what it does to you psychologically. The person is just disappointed in you. They're like, I thought you would do better, but no, you didn't.
Disappointment hurts sometimes, doesn't it?
It's pretty funny.
Exactly. Yelling at somebody's like, it doesn't work because you just get defensive. But you go, oh, I just said, what?
Right.
What did I think? Yeah, right? That kind of like, you question yourself.
I think it's very funny.
Yeah.
I still love flipping the bird every now and then, but I will try to switch to the thumbs down.
Thumbs down all the way.
Okay.
So I have a new March break suggestion for parents. So this is good news, depending on how you look at it with climate change. But if we ignore that, Niagara Falls is bumping up their boat tour season. Mm. So they announced yesterday that they're going to start their Niagara City cruises starting today.
Oh.
They wrote, this is a historic event for boat tours to the base of Niagara Falls, marking the earliest on record that Niagara City Cruises has ever operated. And going back before our time, there's no record opening of the Niagara Falls boat tours happening as early as March.
Wow.
So yes, good news for anyone wanting to take advantage from our March break, but kind of wild considering there's no ice buildup or there's minimal ice buildup over Lake Erie, and that is why they're able to start the boat tours.
Wow. Early.
Yikes. Well, there's like no skating on the Rideau Canal in Ottawa. Like that's the first time in 50,000 years that hasn't happened, right?
Right.
And people were planning to go with their families to skate, which is a cool thing to do. Never froze over.
But also, with us having to walk in the morning to get our coffees, it's very cold outside.
It is.
So if this is still considered a mild winter,
yeah,
that's a little worrisome as well.
It is. It's all very worrisome, right? You're worried for
100%. I mean, there's a lot of really weird things going on the planet.
Yeah. How about California? No water, drought. Now,
massive snowstorms.
Yeah.
I mean, everything.
It's massive.
Weird. The glacial ice that's been breaking apart and melting. I mean,
right.
It's getting real out here.
But absolutely.
Don't worry about it. We got concert tickets.
Okay.
And you could go on the Niagara boat tours.
Yes.
For March break.
Yeah.
Well, that's the silver lining, I think.
I guess.
Thank
Climate
you.
Change, thumbs down. Everything
yes.
else, thumbs up.
Right on.
We're getting a big thumbs down from the aliens at the planet. They're like, no, guys, we're disappointed. We thought better of you all.
Wait, wake up.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Chum.
I love when the experts weigh in on things that we're always arguing about. Just end the debates. Here's the next debate that is done. How many times can you wear pajamas before washing them? All right?
Yeah.
We're not debating this anymore. The experts say you can wear your pajamas, you can actually wash them only once a week, or if you want, if you shower before bed.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're showering before bed, if you're putting your PJs on, clean skin, you only need to wash them once a week.
I agree with that.
Are we done?
Done.
All right, great. Now, if you don't shower before bed, those PJs need to be washed every day.
Yep.
So you want to take them off and put on a new pair mm-hmm. the next day. Okay.
And we're hoping that your sheets are clean.
That is a very good point. We've already gotten that one out the way. Those sheets need to be washed like once a week.
Once a week.
All right, great. Perfect. Jeans, Marilyn. Blue jeans. This one has been debated for a long time. How often do you have to wash your jeans?
Well, I know what they're saying, and I'm saying after you wear them, you wash them.
Okay. This one, I know some people that don't wash their jeans at all.
What?
Yeah, they just say like, I'll throw them in the dryer. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm down for that. But jeans are often not washed very often.
When you throw them in the dryer and there's heat attached to that? It locks in everything.
Or does it kill everything?
Smells.
Does it burn everything off?
No, it does not.
Okay, well, the experts are saying jeans once a month.
Oh, I don't know who these people are.
I don't like washing jeans. I like to dry clean my jeans because sometimes when you wash them, it just really like messes with the original shape of them. So I'll put my jeans in the dry cleaner.
See, I wash inside out, hang dry.
Hang dry? Okay.
And that, and that preserves them and they're fine.
Okay.
And as soon as you wear them, they soften up, right?
Yeah, but like if you get like the designer jeans that have like sometimes they'll put colors and maybe like a paint strip on it or something like that. Or if they'll be pre-cut with like pre-cut patterns. Yeah. If you wash them, the patterns will get bigger and bigger and bigger.
So the dry cleaners, you have to tell them special, like, don't let these colors bleed.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, don't wash these. Okay. Watch out for that. And they're pretty good about that.
Yeah.
So you're trying to say our jeans are not designer?
I'm just trying to let you know if you're washing the designer jeans that you're clearly not talking about. Do it the way I'm telling you.
Mine aren't designer.
Okay. Socks. This should be no surprise, guys.
Every day.
One pair, take them off, done.
Every
put them into wash.
Every day. What did we hear about a couple weeks ago? Somebody.
Matt,
what was that?
I was telling you about how my college buddies would turn clothing inside out to give it another
wear
of life.
I know. I'm feeling that same tummy.
That is the young man's guide to doing less laundry.
Yeah.
The general rule is that anything that comes to close contact with the skin.
Got to be done.
Socks, underwear, exactly.
Everything.
Those things. Yeah. And shirts. If the shirt is on top of another shirt, you could wear it a couple more times. But if it's very close to your skin, one done.
Sweaters, too. You wear a t-shirt under it. They're good for a couple wears.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully, we influenced your choice of wear this morning as you're getting dressed.
Turning something inside out does not give it another wear. Thank you for listening.
Unless you're in university. But in the real world, no.
Boy, if I knew that, I wouldn't have dated him.
That's why he smelled like that.
Yo.
When you wake up.
Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up.
A popular phrase that people use when they're trying to let you know that something should not be on your mind. They say, why are you letting that live rent-free in your head? Well, the same thing happens in your car. Sometimes things are just sitting in your car and they don't really have a purpose. Maybe they do, but they're just sitting there. The question is, what right now is living rent-free in your car? You can text us to 104536. You're already texting and they're pretty funny. Many will relate to this one.
Okay.
Four pairs of shoes that I have to bring to the shoe repair. I mean, come on, own up to it. Who has shoes just sitting in their car?
Anybody in this room?
I do. But I wear them. I switch them out.
Oh, so you're...
It's an option.
It's an option to have them. Because you're in your boots? Do you do that in the summer?
I do that in the summer, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
A different pair of sandals. Maybe a heel.
Yeah, maybe if your feet hurt, you go put on my sandals.
Back on the flats.
I like it.
Hair slides.
It's like a moving dressing room.
Exactly.
You. Not a bad idea.
Smart.
All right.
I need to know from producer Simone, who is a very interesting character.
Interesting producer Simone.
Thank you.
The room asks, what is living rent-free in your car?
So it's a book that's called Where Were You? And it just got all these little tidbits of information on 1985. Okay. So I tend, whenever I get stuck in traffic or at a train crossing, I pull out my book and I'll put it in park and just read my book for a little bit.
So why the year 1985 out of curiosity?
It was just a gift and it just went in the car and it stayed there and it's not going anywhere. It's perfect entertainment for when you're caught in those scenarios.
Okay, all right.
So not the radio or anything. Just the book.
What's living rent-free in yours? Nothing. It's like the Sahara.
I gotta be honest, man. I keep my car pretty empty.
There's nothing in there?
There's a couple things. I mean, there's a bottle of hand sanitizer in the door thing, but there is one item in my trunk that's living rent-free, and it is a tripod.
Okay.
A tripod.
How often have you used it?
Every now and then. It's a tripod that actually holds a light that I use when I DJ out.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll put it up on a tripod and there'll be a light that kind of shines on the DJ booth. But it's just sitting there right now in the back of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Rent-free.
Okay.
What's living rent-free in your car?
I've got a bag of sorts with toddler sunglasses, two extra diapers, and some wipes.
So a kitty kit.
It's a kitty kit.
Yeah.
And I think I saw it yesterday or 2 days ago. There's some toys in there too, just in case.
Just in case.
What happened to me?
You became a grandma. I mean,
that's right.
Things happen quickly.
Yeah. But other than that, I do have on standby. You know those LCBO liquor bags that carry 6 bottles?
Yes.
That's always in the car. Justin.
Oh, I just remembered another one.
What's that?
Reusable grocery bags.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Tucked in the trunk.
But, you know, we use those, so they're not really rent-free, are they?
They are paying a little bit of a toll. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I also have? So I'm not a big stone person, a stone crystal person, but I do have a stone somebody gave to me, and it's a dark blue one. It's called a lapis lazuli. And it's the meaning behind it is to like open your mind and give you enlightenment. And I kind of like those things that give you a reminder of those things, kind of like self-awareness and self-confidence, self-knowledge, compassion. So it kind of like reminds you of those. That has been in my car since I got it.
Nice. Bring it into the studio.
No, it lives in the car.
You know, bring the enlightenment with you. It'd be awesome.
It always stays in the car, the moving dressing room.
Okay.
Exactly. Right.
Well, now it's your turn. Text 104536. What is living rent-free in your car? And is it getting any use at any point?
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 104.5.
Every mind is different. Stuff floating around your brain, living there rent-free, and cars are no different. Sometimes you just have things in the car sitting there living rent-free, and it actually says a lot about the person when you think about the items in your car. What are people texting in?
So I have somebody here that jogged my memory on something, too. They said they have a first aid kit, and I want to say that I have a sort of first aid kit, but it has like tampons, pads, it has mascara in there, lip gloss, it has a little bit of powder, it has deodorant. That's kind of a first aid kit.
A feminine first aid kit.
A feminine one.
That's good.
Somebody else said a ski vest in case I get stranded on the 400. Somebody else said my gym bag that I don't use. This guy said 2 tennis balls. I use them when I take my dog to the dog park, and I never take them out otherwise.
Oh, just slobbery always in tennis there, balls. Those are
ready
great.
Ready to use. Probably slobbery, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We have goldfish crackers on the...
Sure you do.
It's not a bad idea, you know, like even though I try not to eat in my car ever, I mean, if you get stranded with the guy with the ski vest, you need something to eat too.
You might want a snack.
In my car, I'm going to recommend to you guys the greatest napkins in all of fast food. You know who has the greatest napkins in all of fast food?
Say.
You know what I'm
going to
say?
You want me to spoil it?
Yes.
Chipotle.
Chipotle has the greatest napkins.
Well, wait.
Listen, I'm sorry, Chipotle. You're going to have to put these on a padlock and key. These napkins are incredible. They're so like, they're the perfect balance of not too thick, but not too flimsy. You know, they're absorbable. They're just great napkins. So
you grab a couple of extra ones just
every time.
Okay.
So sitting rent-free in my car in the glove box. It's a nice stack of Chipotle napkins.
That's another topic. Best fast food napkins. Funny.
What else are people texting? And anything interesting? Anything
golf
weird?
Clubs in golf their trunk year
no,
round.
Clubs all year round in the car. Well, of course.
I said interesting.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Anyway, continue.
A tote bag with summer shoes, beach towel, bathing suit, and a change of clothes, even in the winter.
Even in the winter, it's there just in case.
Just in case you stumble onto a jacuzzi or something.
I guess, I don't know. I know that the scraper goes out of my car immediately when Bill from CP24 says it is spring officially.
The scraper
has it out.
But I have friends that have like the 3 scrapers that they've collected through, you know, how long they've owned the car. I'm like, you can get rid of those right
I got
now.
A really good one this year.
Yeah.
I love my, I got a premium scraper this year.
And I get that, but is it going to stay in the car all year round?
It'll move to the trunk.
Right.
Have you guys seen Crazy Rich Asians?
No. I did see one.
So Awkwafina, she drives that Lamborghini or whatever fast car it is.
Yeah.
And she pops her trunk and she has bags of different outfits for different events. There's like a cocktail outfit, a gala outfit, a gym outfit.
It's not a bad idea if you
look at
that
smart.
Life. Very smart. All right. Well, there you go. It's interesting to see how other people conduct their lives in their car.
Yeah, every car is very, very different.
It really is.
Okay. Don't forget, if you leave the car after 8, get that iHeartRadio app so you can hear your name, because we're calling a name at 8 o'clock, and that person's going to win $500 if they hear their name and call us back in 5 minutes. Stack that cash at 8.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
We're living in a time of so much change, especially on the scientific front. That's why it's great that we have a science friend, Dan Riskin, CTV News' science and technology specialist, also our friend.
Our friend. Hey, I know a specialist.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's more important, a specialist or a friend, really?
Well, you're a special friend. How's that?
Oh, I like that a lot. That sounds good.
Yeah, when a friend is a specialist, it's a good thing.
You really do such a great work, and, you know, there's so many things that we can talk about, but let's kick it off with this one. Is ChatGPT truly intelligent, or does it just seem like it's intelligent?
If you've played with it, it sure does seem intelligent, but there was a research paper that just came out where they basically gave it a bunch of cognitive psychology tests. Mm-hmm. What they found is that it, in a lot of ways, it acts like it's intelligent, but really there's something missing under the hood. What it does is look for the next word that should come in a sentence.
Yeah.
It doesn't really have a model in its head of what it's saying. And so there are certain kinds of tests where it fails miserably, and the researchers are saying, look, We can't think of this as a smart thing we've created. We really have to think of it as a tool and not get too carried away.
I think ChatGPT has really nailed down language. Like, it speaks really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it puts the sentences together, they are formed correctly, but they're not quite, just like you said, they're not quite intelligently formed, right?
Yeah, and the big difference, say the psychologist, is that when you learn about the world, you have questions that you come up with ways to answer. So you're curious about something, and you go and you do a little digging, and then you figure out an answer yourself. Mm. It doesn't do that. It has just been a sponge that soaked up all these things that have been fed to it. It doesn't know how to ask its own questions, and that fundamentally is the big difference between human intelligence and artificial intelligence at this stage.
Okay,
Maybe in six months it'll be different.
Well, somehow I'm a little bit comforted by that. Okay, just a little bit. Hey, Lindsay Lohan and dolphins. I never would have put these two worlds together, but there is a connection.
I love this paper. So, you know this thing called vocal fry that people get so worked up about that Lindsay Lohan does, Paris Hilton does?
Yeah, exactly.
So it turns out that when dolphins and porpoises echolocate underwater, they use vocal fry. And the way you define it is the frequency with which the membranes are vibrating inside the body to make noise. So when you make sound, you can just go, or you can do falsetto, which is, which is like tighter and is at a higher frequency, but vocal fry is at the lower frequency where you let them vibrate slower, like and that is what dolphins do when they echolocate. So it turns out that Lindsay Lohan, Paris Hilton, and harbor porpoises are birds of a feather. They're
How
all
about
doing
that?
The same
the Kardashian,
thing.
Kardashian.
I'd like to see Lindsay Lohan catch fish, but we'll see what happens.
Chloe, the
Kardashians.
We should talk about this with Scott.
What is that bright light coming our way, Dan Riskin?
Oh, there is a comet on its way. Researchers are super psyched. They're saying we just caught a glimpse of it just last month, but come September of 2024, there could be a comet in our sky that is as bright as Venus or even brighter. And so, we just caught a glimpse of it. It's hard to predict exactly, but, it's good for people to just have this on their radar that come the second half of next year, we may have this big, bright comet in the sky. It's a gift from the heavens. And I'm really looking forward to it.
I bet you are. Yeah.
It's a nerd moment.
I like the nerd moments. Well, you're a favorite nerd. Can I say that?
Oh, you're good.
Dan, were you worried about these UFOs or whatever the acronym was for them the other day? Did it worry you at all? Or were you just like, whatever?
You know what? I'm not worried. Worried's the wrong word, but I am very curious about it. There's some weird, UAPs, I think they call them now,
instead
of UFOs.
Yeah.
They're just doing that so people won't make fun of them and think it's the X-Files, but it's the same stuff. And anything that's unexplained is great stuff because the questions are important, and I don't discount anything until I can scientifically disprove it. So we'll see what's up there.
All right. CTV News science and technology specialist and friend of the show, Dan Riskin. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great one.
You too. Crazy stuff, huh? What's up in the sky?
What's down in the water? We need to stick Lindsay Lohan and Chloe down there and see if they can crack the code. Hello. Talk to me, Flipper. Let's see.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Well, we are over halfway through March break already, but I think parents are still looking for some ideas for today, tomorrow, and over the weekend. So the first thing that I'm going to suggest is a Black Creek Pioneer Village. This is a great suggestion always. I know kids go here for field trips and things like that, but you can go with your family as well. Today it's going to be a little bit rainy, but you could still go and have fun. They're doing a lot of stuff for maple syrup season, so you can learn how to tap trees, listen to different stories about tapping trees, and then they're going to have a fire pit and things like that, so where you could just kind of do tastings, and they're doing something called a lively sugar shack party. Hotel X has a pop-up retro arcade featuring games from the 80s and 90s. So okay. If you want to go and flex your skill.
Now we're talking my language.
Yeah, you could do an all-day pass.
Did they list
even what, if you don't want to take the kids.
They list what, you know, kids can stay home for that. I'm going. What do they mention? They games?
Okay, yes.
Let's hear
Street Fighter 2.
Street Fighter 2, okay.
Yeah, NFL Blitz.
Yes.
NASCAR.
Yes.
I don't know this one. Galaga.
Galaga, though. That's a classic.
You know it? Okay, yeah, well, you
game.
Know it.
Okay.
Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man, of course.
And then they said and more.
And more.
I love the
N-more. The N-more is where it's at.
I love it. I challenge anyone listening to the show right now to a couple rounds of Street Fighter 2. I'll use Ken and Colonel Guile. You tell me who you're using.
Oh,
maybe
a little Ryu.
Oh, wait, who are you using?
Ryu. I'll take you down.
Ken will bust Ryu's, you know what, any time of the day. That's what Ken does.
Let's do it.
Maybe the two of you should go. So that one is at Hotel X. But there's
Hadouken!
Oh, my goodness. There's another place called Free Play Toronto, and you could spend $5 and play all day long.
Oh, you can.
There's even more games. Have you been there?
Yeah, Free Play's a really fun place.
Free Play's dope.
Yeah. $5
yeah.
for the whole day.
Yes.
Okay. I like that. If you're missing summer, you might want to go to one of the indoor water parks in Niagara Falls. And the last trending I mentioned that they're also kicking off their Niagara water tours this week. Well, today, actually. So if you want to go and check that out, there's other ones with resort accommodations. So maybe you want to take the rest of the weekend and spend it there in Niagara. Lumiere, which is a light installation festival happening at Ontario Place in Trillium Park. That happens every single day up until 11 p.m. It's Ontario and local artists that are doing their light installations there. So you can check that out. Casa Loma, they have escape rooms where you're going to be navigating your way through the different rooms and the tunnels, solving puzzles and trying to find a way to save dragons from extinction.
I heard Casa Loma also has like wax figures in there. They have like a real Drake wax figure.
Do they really?
Yeah, this is what I'm told.
Oh, I didn't know this about Casa Loma. Mm-hmm. You're teaching me some things. Okay. So the ROM has a March break camp. They have different programming every single day. They have a new exhibit that just opened called the T-Rex, the Ultimate Predator. There's also Comic-Con happening this weekend. This kicks off tomorrow. It's going to be 3 days for people who are into sci-fi, horror, anime, gaming, which I feel like a lot of people in this room are very much into.
Speaking to our hearts, are you?
Right.
Okay, thanks.
So you can go, you could dress up, you could play games there, you could shop. And then finally, we're going to wrap up the weekend with the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Yeah. That is on Sunday, and it's going to start at St. George and Bloor Street West at noon, and then it's going to go down Yonge Street to Queen, and then Nathan Phillips Square is where it's going to end off. So there's tons of ideas. I'm going to tweet some of these out just if you missed anything that I talked about. So check out the Chum 104.5 Twitter page.
So much to do.
So many things to do, and I didn't even mention everything.
All right.
That's just a few options.
Thank you, Azalea.
That's what's trending.
Thank you.
Chum 104.5. In the morning. Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Studio smells great this morning. That means we have guests. Good morning. And not only do we have guests, but we have guests that we've been waiting for forever for more reasons than one. Stars of the new show Sullivan's Crossing on CTV, we have Morgan. Welcome to the show, Morgan.
Thank you so much.
And we have Chad, the Chad.
It's been a minute since I heard that.
Have you had that? Have you heard that before?
Oh, yeah.
Morgan Cohen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chad Michael Murray. Guys, we are the buzz in this building this morning for you guys coming to just talk to us about the show is unbelievable right now. People are really excited.
We're so excited to finally be able to be putting this out and talk about the show.
Get close to the mic because I want to hear every word. Don't talk about word. So let's talk about Sullivan's Crossing. What is this all about? Well, first of all, you had to leave Boston. Something happened.
Yes.
And you went back to your father?
Yeah, so my perfectly built life in Boston blows up in my face, basically, as it does. And I have to I'm forced to head back to the small campground I grew up on that my estranged father runs. So we have.
And this was shot in Nova Scotia, correct?
That's correct, yeah. Okay, around now, Halifax.
Now,
beautiful.
I mean, this is almost like a little mini vacation, too, because you get to like kind of decompress and, you know, be in a beautiful place for a while.
Well, I think that's the idea.
That is the idea. That
And then the stranger.
Uh-oh.
That'd be you.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
What kind of a stranger are you? Are you off-putting? Are you, like, what kind of a guy are you?
You make you uncomfortably comfortable.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Uncomfortably comfortable. That's a good approach.
No, he's just yeah. another man healing.
Another man okay. healing.
You know, trying to find his way in beautiful Halifax.
Yeah. Okay, now, speaking of campgrounds, either one of you a camper? Just throwing it out there.
Oh, yeah.
You are?
Big time.
Oh, wow. Is it one of those things where you go out and you're alone in the forest and have some time to think and to calibrate, or you pitch a tent?
100%. That's okay. Actually, I believe, the reason my wife and I are married. don't go there. But what, on one of our early courting, probably in the first few months of courting, I did a little trick that I know, which is you take stones, you put them in the campfire.
Yes.
Let them get big, red hot. And then dig some holes in the beach sand, which is where we were, and you put them under the earth, lay a ferny pad on top of all the sand, and it stays warm all night long, and you can just stare up at the stars.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Just in case you get caught anywhere in the cold, you know how to get warm.
Boom.
Wow. It sounds like a movie.
There you go.
There you did.
Your mouth to God's ears. Let's do it.
So Sullivan's Crossing takes us through this whole journey of reestablishing relationships, going back home, meeting somebody new. What else do you want to tell us about it without, you know,
giving too much away?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think the show's going to surprise a bunch of people. We've kind of got a little bit of everything in it. We have the rekindling of relationships and diving into past traumas and healing, but we also have a little bit of action. We've got a little bit of a medical drama in there.
Okay.
We've kind of got a bit of everything.
Okay, and this is based on the person that put together Virgin River, is that right?
Yep.
So it's the same author.
Same author. Okay.
Virgin River has done
which has done
process.
Really well.
Sure has.
Right, yeah. So that's cool. That's awesome. So what did you love about Nova Scotia?
It's stunning.
I know. And people couldn't be more friendly.
You're from the other side of the world, though. You're from BC?
I'm from the West Coast.
Yeah, you're from the West Coast.
I know, and it stole my heart. I always thought I was like a West Coast girly.
Well, you hear West Coast people always rave about how beautiful it is over there. So now you've got rave reviews about the East Coast.
Absolutely. And it's also the people. It's kind of like the perfect Halifax is a perfect mesh of like a city with like beautiful restaurants, bars, but the people feel like a small town community, lovely.
It's very true.
Now, Chad, I got to ask you, right now we're talking about a lot of throwback things. Everyone's thinking about all the things that have happened in the past. One Tree Hill is like the TikToks that are happening, or people remembering the moments from that TV show. Has this hit your phone yet?
I don't have TikTok.
Oh, stop it.
But nonetheless, I just found out we're having a 20-year reunion.
Stop it.
Wild.
20. I'm not dating myself here, but holy wow. And I wouldn't rather spend it anywhere but with
you. That's very nice of you.
I heard he was charming.
Charming.
Extremely. He was the person in there. But, when you guys were doing that show so many years ago, did you think that 20 years later it would be such like a force in pop culture?
No, I mean, I don't think you ever know. It's lightning in a bottle, It's the right place, right time, right people, right frame of mind, right hearts. A lot of work goes into it, back-breaking hours. I mean, our first season, we were doing 20-hour days. Things were very different back then, but a lot of people put a lot of creative energy into a show that means so much. And it never was our show. It was always the fan show, and that's why I believe it still stands the test of time. It's more of an honor than anything to be a part of it.
A moment. Yeah. Well, listen, you've got the right ethos in the room for this show. Right,
is so true.
Sullivan's Crossing. Mm-hmm. We're tuned in. Check it out on CTV. Guys, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Very nice for having us. Both.
Awesome.
I'll see you later.
Absolutely. Okay. Sure will.
All right.
Turn up Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5.
Every day there's something in tribute to why the day is the way it is. In other words, March 16th, the day before St. Patrick's Day, one of the things that people are saying, hey, it's something appreciation day. It is your lips appreciation day.
There are 11 fascinating lip facts that you may not know and will maybe make you take better care of them. Did you know that your lips are unique? They're like your fingerprints.
Every set of lips are different. That makes sense to me. No two sets of lips are alike.
That's right. Your lips are 100 times more sensitive than your fingertips.
I completely believe that. Lips are very, very sensitive.
Your lips have very few layers.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're probably the thinner part of the skin?
That's right. And as you get older, your lips get thinner.
Hmm.
See?
Okay.
Look over here. See?
Thin. Okay.
And that's why fillers are, you know, put into your lips if that's what you do.
What are fillers anyway?
Well, it's a thing that there's a needle that goes into your lips and then they poof them out a little bit. Now, Azalea, you and I have talked about lip glosses that are topical that can make them a little bit bigger, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Those lip glosses are great. So if you feel like, you know, you're kind of scared of needles, you could just use those. They're still called injections, the lip plumpers. But they're not actually injecting anything. And you'll just get a little bit of a minty, sensation on your lips. A little bit of a burning while it plumps your lips up.
Okay.
Kissing helps us select a mate. Not only does it feel great, but it's an important evolutionary function, they say. Scientists say believing locking lips enables us to get close enough to decide who our potential mate may be.
Makes sense.
If it doesn't work, you can't teach someone how to kiss. That's what they say.
Makes complete sense. Right. Okay.
And one other thing, this is more earnest, but this is important. You know this. Men suffer from mouth cancer more than women. So protect your lips. Like we get protected. I was talking to a dermatologist the other day.
Yes.
Because of our lipstick.
Yeah.
There's stuff in our lipstick that protects us.
Okay.
But you guys don't have that.
Because you probably get all the sunscreen and the SPF.
All sorts of SPF.
And guys aren't using that.
That's right. So that protects us from those harmful UV rays. So know that. So there's all those facts that you needed to know about the thing that you talk with.
Makes sense. All right.
All right.
Shout out to the lips.
All right.
Love your lips.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
The old saying used to be, you better eat your vegetables. But the saying actually needs to be changed to, you better wash your vegetables.
Yes, yeah.
Dirty vegetables is something that people are talking about. The fact that we're now realizing that so many of the veggies that we eat for salads, that we cook with, we're actually not washing them well.
Right.
And it could cause some harm for you in the health front.
So every year they come up with the Dirty Dozen, and there's an environmental working group that publishes it.
Yeah.
And about fruits and vegetables. We're talking about pesticides. And so the ones that are the ones you have to be careful of, you should wash all vegetables, even if they have a thick skin to it. Do you want to list some of them? Do you want to list
the most pesticides on them. Green beans, blueberries, cherries, bell and hot peppers. Now, let me tell you what this is all about. When I look at this list, not even being a scientist, these are the ones that are the hardest to wash. Like, all of these are when you think about your green beans, they're small, they're a little bit fuzzy, you know what I mean? Yeah. So washing them, you don't get a good wash on them. Blueberries.
Also, thin skin.
Yeah, well, how are you going to wash blueberries?
Yeah.
There's just so many of them.
Well, I wash them. I rinse them and rinse them and rinse them and rinse them.
That's a rinse.
Yeah. But and I know there's vegetable washes that you can use, but, you know, we're always afraid of using soap because we don't want our blueberries to taste funny.
Right.
Nectarines. That surprises me with nectarines because that, to me, has a thicker kind of skin on it.
But once again, it's that fuzzy skin that holds things. It's probably holding all types of stuff on there.
The worst top two are strawberries and spinach.
Guess why? Spinach is so leafy. Like, how do you wash a spinach? It's like, it's everywhere.
Individually. Like you do with your ficus plant. Right?
It takes a lot of time.
So the full list of fruits and veggies with the least amount, and some of this is surprising, number one, is the avocado. Because that skin is really thick. You still should wash them. But, right? John?
Yeah. Like that's avocados are pretty easy to wash.
Sweet corn. Pineapple is impenetrable. Pineapple, you can't even, like, it takes, you know,
pineapple's
an
bulletproof
army to open that up. Yeah. What else do you have?
Onions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the trend here is all these are the fruits and veggies that have to be peeled before you eat them.
Yeah.
So whatever's on them is on the outside.
Right.
Sweet peas, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
And then down bottom, you got sweet potatoes and watermelon.
Yeah, and here's the other one thing I want to say to you is mushrooms. Mushrooms, as soon as you put water on them, they expand. So you just really rinse them off and then put them in the frying pan, and there you have it. Anyway, the point is, be careful with you bring fruits and vegetables home, because there's stuff on them. And it's interesting saying, well, it's organic. Well, you know, next to the organic farm, there's a farm that uses pesticides. You think it just kind of locates itself right on that?
Right, so it just blows over.
So across the board, wash your fruits and vegetables and make sure you eat them too.
And we forgot to give a mention to the toughest and the dirtiest of them all.
What?
The strawberry.
Oh, yeah. Those little tiny, teeny, tiny places that hold a lot of stuff.
Yeah, those strawberries are like...
I'm not a fan of strawberries. I wish I was.
They're like... I love the way they taste, but they're like sponges.
Here's the other option. You know, to get frozen fruits and vegetables, they are cleaned and flashed fresh, so they're good.
Good idea.
They do it for you.
Make for good smoothies.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know, let me know.
So Ryan Reynolds himself did not make $1 billion, but the company that he is a 25% stakeholder in, Mint Mobile, he sold yesterday to T-Mobile for $1.35 billion. So he's still going to get a pretty hefty check. Yeah. We don't know how much he's going to get from it, but he definitely hit a little bit of a jackpot there.
Okay.
Well, let me see. I think he made something like three. Hang on, I'll look it up.
Okay.
$100 billion.
That sounds about right. So he tweeted out saying, I never dreamt I'd own a wireless company, and I certainly never dreamt I'd sell it to T-Mobile. Life is strange, and I'm incredibly proud and grateful. And then Hugh Jackman tweeted him and said, I'm going to give you a compliment by saying, good on ya. Now I've completed my annual singular nicety to you. I love their relationship.
And it continues.
How much did he make? $300
million. $300 million.
Yeah. That's good stuff. You
know what? Cash and stock.
Might as well be $100 billion.
Well, it's a good pairing for those two. Mint is very good at marketing directly to their clients.
Yeah.
They do that very, you know, like the average users, you know. They do.
But you're familiar
with
this.
Yeah, I'm familiar
with mobile company.
Yeah, and T-Mobile, like, I got to say, in the States, when you're talking about carriers, top notch. They do really good. So I think that's going to be a good pairing.
Okay.
But what would make T-Mobile want to buy another wireless company?
Just to broaden their reach.
Okay.
You know, some of these carriers have like low tier carriers where you've got like the big brand and you've got the bargain brand for people who are at a different price point.
Right.
So they could probably bring them in as one of those, you know, carriers under their umbrella. You've got like Metro PCS or Mint, which will now be under T-Mobile.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. So if you were ever looking for a sign to kind of get into some business that you never thought you would get into, maybe do it, because down the road, you might sell it for $1.35 billion.
Wow.
Who knew?
What's he going to do with this extra $300
million? I don't know.
What do you do with that?
Like, it's just...
Well, maybe
like,
that's more money to put towards some more sports teams.
Yeah, is he doing the Senators thing?
Did that
go down already?
I'm not sure. I think they're in the works still.
Okay.
Maybe that could be part of it.
Yeah, so take a couple mil from there and
there you
put
go.
It towards
That's
that.
That's what it's going to be.
Right? Because he really wants the Senators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he's eager to sell. Okay.
Yes. So earlier we talked about this, but I think it's so funny that we need to mention it again. So rather than flipping off somebody, you're going to give them the thumbs down. Mm. So we talked about a Canadian judge last week. His ruling in court was that giving somebody the finger while driving or in a confrontation or whatever the situation is your God-given right, because it is a person's right to freedom of expression. And I don't agree with this. Don't do this to somebody.
Well, I mean, I think the ruling says that you can't be arrested, charged for a crime for doing that.
Right.
Well, right. That said.
But I do like this new trend. So what TikTokers are saying to do instead is give the thumbs down, because it's more of a way of saying, I'm not mad at you, but I'm disappointed. And I think that's
Colorado,
more effective.
There was an outcrossing sign, so we slowed down to the recommended speed. And then somebody from Colorado went around us, rolled their window down, stuck their arm all the way out, and gave us a thumbs down. And I think about that interaction every single day. Flipping people off when you're driving is dead. Give them a thumbs down. They will not forget you.
Yeah, I like that because you question yourself.
Right. So that was a TikToker.
Instead of getting
that was her experience.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And you really do. You will think about that all the time.
You'll feel
you're just
it.
Like, oh,
You know, you'll feel it more than being yelled at or being flipped the finger. You're like, you're a, you know, whatever.
Right.
But when you receive something, you're like, what? What's that all about? Can we go back to our friend Ryan Reynolds?
Oh, yes, we can.
From the Ottawa Sun, everybody. 19 hours ago, this was posted. Reynolds cashes out on Mint Mobile as Bettman says sale of the Senators is heating up.
Eminent. Okay.
Okay. There you go.
There we go. It's heating up.
Thumbs up on that one.
So it's, okay.
But now the owner of the Senators might say $300 million more. Now that he knows what Ryan Reynolds just made.
That's a good call.
That's what I would do. Like, oh, you got more money? All right. That is what's trending.
Okay.
Chum 104.5. The morning. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Just turn me up and turn up. Toronto's morning show.
Okay, what's on the agenda? Shamrock shakes, anybody?
Oh, tomorrow. Boy, that would be good.
Yeah.
You know what? I have put a request in a friend of mine who is a caterer. I sent him a picture and I said, I really want an authentic, because I'm not going to do it, an authentic Irish stew, whatever that means.
Like whatever corned beef and means. Cabbage or something like
that? Yeah, well, yeah.
Or the stew you're talking
the
about,
stew,
right?
The stew. I mean, there's corned beef and cabbage, but there's like steak and there's potatoes and there's, You know, it's so delicious. I have to tell you, when I went to Ireland in 2018 with the Marilyn Dennis show, we had a high tea. And they, you know what they served on that?
What's that?
You know, those beautiful cakes and the scones. And they each, they, throughout the table, they gave us really good thick cut fries.
Okay. Oh.
And I went, I love this country. I'm going to move here. Because potatoes are definitely on the agenda.
Those definitely speak to your heart.
Yeah, but potatoes are on the agenda. I'm not a Guinness fan. I have to tell you that right now. I've done the perfect pour kind of thing.
That's where we differ. I think it's a very tasty beer.
Yeah, I know. My son feels the same way. Yeah. So, I don't know. Something. But the Shamrock Shake, you had me there.
Yeah.
I've had Guinness gravy before with fries.
That would be good.
And that actually is pretty tasty.
That would be good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So
they pour the Guinness right in there.
So don't forget to dress in green tomorrow if you're participating. And it's, you know, St. Patrick's Day is on a Friday. Couldn't be more perfect. It's a whole weekend.
That's going to be very interesting for many people.
That's right.
Okay. Have a good one. Thursday, of course, it's still Thursday. So today at 11, another shot at Stack That Cash. $500. Richie Fabler will give you the name. Hopefully it's yours. Make sure you go to chum1045.com and let us know who you are so we can call your name at 11, 1, 4, and 6 today.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.